How is the journey going so far? Has the Lord made 2015 a pleasant year? Or has it been a year of learning to endure in the Lord? So no matter what we go through, we're better off in the Lord than in this world. Only in the Lord can we find peace and love, mercy and grace and comfort. This world has many things to offer, but none of it can take us to the throne of God. Nothing in this world would do. We have to have Jesus. See, no matter if this year had been bad or good, we're thankful that the Lord still has his hands on us. We're grateful that the Lord has brought us through. So it's not about our will, but the will of God. By it and through it, we're saved by grace. Through Christ, we can do all things. Because God is a good God. So let's talk about being thankful and blessed. See, with each passing year, the world is becoming a more dangerous place. But we're told by the Lord to not be afraid. The Lord has done great things, and he's not done yet. Was it not the Lord who gave us land and homes and children and abilities and riches? We should be glad and rejoice for what the Lord has done. He continues to rain down blessings and righteousness and peace and love upon those who put their trust in him. See, some of us have suffered, experienced loss, and we have felt a lot of pain. But we're still standing. The Lord has not wiped us away like we deserve. No, even in all our suffering, the Lord has been good to us. Instead of us complaining and being angry with God, we should thank the Lord for the time he has given us. We should be telling someone how the Lord was able to bring us through it all. Sometimes we just don't appreciate God, especially when things don't go our way. See, if we can get the Lord right in our hearts, no matter what we go through in life, we can believe that the Lord is on the side of those who love him. Given our disobedience, our unfaithfulness, and our unwillingness to follow the Lord, he has done well for our soul. He has brought us through some life-threatening situations. We should be so thankful to God. Our God is a God who does the unexpected. Just as Elizabeth, who did not believe she could have a child. She remained in seclusion for 5 months, hiding the fact that she was pregnant. Then she realized that the Lord has done this. He has shown her favor and taken away her disgrace. See, sometimes we don't like to give God thanks because he does not do what we expect or ask of him. But if God did what we expected, it would not demonstrate his power, control, and sovereignty. See, the Lord wants us to be amazed at his wisdom, overwhelmed by his power, and blown away by his forgiveness, grace, and mercy. See, God wants the best for us, which cannot come from us. See, our spirit needs to be like Mary's. She said, "My soul glorifies the Lord." She said, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." See, the Lord is mindful of the state of his servant. Every generation will call her blessed because the Lord Almighty has done great things. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. See, this is how we need to be thankful to God. It's only when we allow the peace of God to rule in our hearts can we be truly thankful for what he's done. See, the word of God dwells in us. When there's a spiritual song in our hearts, we can't help but thank the Lord. Go with me to Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. Sometimes it's really easy to forget, to not remember the goodness of God. But he is worthy of our praise. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. As members of one body, you're called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, so you teach and admonish one another with wisdom, and as you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." See, if nothing else, this year should demonstrate to us how much more we should draw closer to God. How much more we should devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. praying that the Lord will open the doors of our hearts so we can worship him in spirit and truth. Never forgetting the reason we come before the Lord. See, we did not come to receive worldly possessions, but to receive the kingdom of God. So let us worship God in an acceptable way, in reverence and in awe of the Lord. For he is a consuming fire, saving those who turn to him. See, no matter what, we have something to be thankful for. Was it not the Lord who continues to bless and protect our nation? We should be thankful. Some of us have been sick and wonder if we will even live. If we will ever get off of our bed, but the Lord raised us up. We should be thankful to the Lord. There's been days this year where we did not know if we still have a job, but thank God for his mercy and grace. There was times during this year when our children had been in harm's way, but thank God they made it through. Some of us had relationship issues this year, leaving us feeling all alone. But we have to remember that God said he would never leave us or take away his love from us. See, we can thank Christ Jesus for being our Lord, Savior, and friend. See, when everything seemed to be closing in on us, when we could not see our way through, we have to remember how much the Lord loves us and he keeps us from falling. We praise God's holy name. See, as we struggle with life, struggle with our faith, struggle just to stay focused on God and his word, Christ Jesus reached down and touched us and encouraged us. We cannot forget the goodness of the Lord. Do you remember the goodness of God? No, it was not easy, and everything did not go our way. But if it had not been for the Lord being on our side, where would we be? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. See, sometimes we have trouble giving God thanks because we don't believe we've been blessed. We look at God from the world's point of view. We think the Lord is not blessing us. So we don't have all the riches and wealth and possessions that others have. My question is, who taught you about the blessings of God? Unlike the world and the devil wants us to think, the blessing of God is not based on worldly possessions. See, nothing wrong with having a nice house and a nice car and other things, but those are the least of the blessings of God. See, the greater blessings are found in a person who knows how to trust in the Lord, who has confidence in the Lord, who is planted in God's word and rooted in the Spirit. When trouble comes, they will not fall away because they know the real blessings of God is found in Christ Jesus who lives in them. We have to know what it means to be blessed by God. See, we cannot feel the scripture by calling the arrogant blessed. We cannot call those who desire the world blessed. We cannot call those who focus on greed blessed. See, will evildoers really prosper in the Lord? Will those who challenge God's will be blessed by God? What did Jesus say? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled up. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons and daughters of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who when people insult you and persecute you, saying all kinds of evil about you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets, who were before you? See, if we're standing, we're blessed because the Lord has allowed us to live. Even those who are religious-minded can get God's blessings wrong. Like the woman who came up to Christ Jesus and said to him, blessed is the woman who gave you birth and nursed you. Jesus replied, blessed rather those who hear the word of God and obey it. See, we have to know that we have been blessed by the Lord. See, the word of God said, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered up. Blessed are the person whose sins the Lord will never count against them. Are you being blessed by the Lord? See, if we have repented and we have been forgiven by the Lord, we are blessed. See, if our life is truly in the hand of Christ Jesus, there's no way we're not being blessed. No matter where we live, no matter how we live, we are blessed. Praise be to God who has blessed us in heavenly realms with spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. We are blessed. In God, we predestined to be adopted as sons and daughters through Christ Jesus according to his pleasure and will. We are truly blessed. Blessed is a person who perseveres under trial, because when they have stood the test, they receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Go with me to James chapter 1, verses 12. See, sometimes we need to look back on our life to clearly understand that we have been blessed. We have stood the test, and the Lord has saved us. James chapter 1, verses 12. It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he received the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So we allow the Spirit of the Lord to set us apart. If we're able to keep our conscience clear before God and are not ashamed of Christ Jesus, there's no way the Lord is not blessing us. We must receive the Lord. See, even if we're insulted because of the name of Christ Jesus, we're blessed, for the Spirit and the glory of God rest upon us. If we suffer as Christians, do not be ashamed, but praise God that we bear his name. We are blessed. Blessed is the one who reads the word of God. Blessed are those who hear God's word and take it in their hearts with what is written in it, because the time is near and we are blessed. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. We are truly blessed. We can never forget the state we lived in before coming to the Lord. This world had us chained in sin. We were dead because of our transgressions. All day long, we carried out more and more sin. Then the Lord called us to come and take up his blessings so we could be set free. At first, we thought all our troubles was behind us because we accepted the Lord. But our journey seeking the Lord, we ran into some trouble. We experienced some loss, and we struggled in life. And some of us went a little distance with the Lord, but we turned back to the world. Other of us continued to learn of the Lord, but we started growing faith from all the sickness and death and greed and lust and sin and unhappiness and suffering and pain we experienced. We did not know if we would make it all the way to the end. And then we felt the grace and love and mercy of God cover us. The Lord came along and picked us up and carried us the rest of the way into the kingdom of God. We can rejoice only by the power of God. Only by us living in Christ Jesus can we make it. See, the Lord's on our side. He is able. He will do it. He has done it. The Lord has blessed us beyond measure. Let us rejoice and be glad. See, the word of God says, blessed is a person who stays awake and keeps themselves clothed, so that they may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. We are blessed. The Lord has clothed us, provided for us, and blessed us. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates of the city. He's coming to bless everyone according to how we have lived our lives based on the word of God. We have been blessed, and we look forward to greater blessings in the Lord. Are we not blessed? Have we not been saved by the Lord? So we need to remember the terrible and troubled life we live. Do we not remember the many times the Lord came and rescued us? Should we not praise the Lord? He has been good to us. The Lord saved our lives. We were able to find favor in the lives of the Lord. We were being oppressed and being held down by the power of others. Then the Lord set us free. We need to praise his holy name. When Christ appeared full of kindness and love, he saved those who did not know him. He did not save us because of anything we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of the rebirth by being renewed by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not only are we saved, we're walking in God's salvation, waiting for the return of Christ Jesus. But when the Lord comes, when the Lord finds his righteous people living by faith, when the Lord sees that we are shrunk back and we are once again turned to the world, he will not be pleased with us. See, we can't be the ones who shrink back and are destroyed. We are those who believe, who are saved, who continue to praise the Lord because we have faith in God. We must trust in God's salvation. Continue to be thankful that the Lord still has his hand on us. Every day of our lives, we are protected by God. See, if our nation will turn back to God and stay on the path that leads to righteousness, then the Lord will save our nation. Our whole nation can walk in the light of Christ Jesus. We can once again bring glory and honor to God. See, the Lord saved us. He watches over us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. God has made a way for us to be saved and experience his glory, salvation. Praise the Lord. Jesus, you are a way maker. Through loss, pain, suffering, and sorrow, the Lord continues to love and comfort us along our journey. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We have a lot to be thankful for. All we have to do is think back to the beginning of 2015. And start counting the blessings. Start counting the forgiveness. Start counting the mercy. Start counting all the grace that the Lord has shown us. Can you praise his name? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you thank Jesus for what he's done? We're truly blessed and saved by grace. And we must complete this journey. We must finish this race. We must do our part by following the Lord. Christ is leading us to the promised land, to the kingdom of God, where we will all rejoice together, singing songs of victory. Hallelujah. Praise God in the highest. Let us rejoice. Rejoice for what God has done for you in 2015. Rejoice when God saved you. Rejoice when God carried you. Rejoice when God picked you up and encouraged you. Rejoice when God healed you. When God provided for you, you should be rejoicing because God has been good to you. May we receive God. May we understand all the blessings. And let us be thankful to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.